Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. And getting into a boat, he crossed over and came to his own city. And behold, some people brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." And behold, some of the scribes said to themselves, "This man is blaspheming." But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He then said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed and go home." And he rose and went home. When the crowd saw it, they were afraid, and they glorified God who had given such authority to men. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?" And Jesus said to them, "Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor James Jordan from Vine and Branches Lutheran Church in South Riding, Virginia.
Several years ago, at the beginning of my ministry, I asked a group of our young people, "What was the worst thing about church?" And they said, "Getting up on a Sunday morning after staying out late on a Saturday night." So we decided to start a Sunday night service once a month, geared just for young people. We called it Second Sunday Nights, because it was on the second Sunday of the month. We bought sound equipment, we hired a band, we built a stage, and we advertised all through town, passing out postcards. We spent a small fortune on those services back then, and we got the traditional folks to 8 o'clock service to pay for it. After weeks of waiting, our first service had arrived. We were so excited. The band we hired was warming up. We had all the food out. The chairs and the tables were set up. We just hoped that at least some people would show up for this big event. And show up they did. The fellowship hall was packed. So many friends and neighbors and even a bunch of people that we had never seen before. Wow, what a night. And guess who else showed up? A few of the traditional 8 o'clockers. They stood in the back to see what had become of their investment. I thought, oh, this is perfect. They are going to be so proud how we weave the Lutheran liturgy into this contemporary service for the confession and absolution, the reading, the contemporary version of the Apostles' Creed, it's going to be great. After the sermon was over, the band came back up for their final set. And man, they really rocked. Everyone was singing and moving and having a great time. There was such a lively spirit. The music was really loud. The drums were mic'd way, way too loud, actually. My ears were ringing. The acoustics in that room wasn't the greatest, and so your ears kind of hurt when the drums beat. But it was still a great time. I noticed that my older traditional senior crowd was trickling out the back. My heart just sunk. I thought to myself, there will be a reckoning. We had failed. But just then, I saw one straggler still around. It was Dolores. She was rocking out, swaying back and forth, singing to the top of her lungs. I said, "Hey, Dolores." She says, "Isn't it great? I can't hear a thing. But look at all these young people." I knew right then she got it. She really got it. In this morning's passage, Jesus has broken into a world of people that had yet to hear God's message. I see Jesus lifting up people who were paralyzed and had never been invited to walk with God. Jesus invited one of the most hated people in the society to walk with him, Matthew the tax collector. He even dined with tax collectors in Matthew's home, and he treated them as a member of his family. The religious establishment did not approve of this. His approach was way outside of the box for their regular routine. Jesus explained, "If you put new wine that has not been fermented yet into old wineskins that have already expanded to capacity, and the wine increases in size, bags will burst." Let us hear this gospel message aloud and clear. God may show up when we least expect it in an unfamiliar place. We may touch the soul. God may touch the soul of a person we thought had no hope. He may speak in a language completely foreign to many of us, but in a word that those of us in need of redemption completely understand. When God shows up in an unusual setting, we shouldn't weep or mourn the loss of familiarity. We should feast and celebrate that God continues to make all things new. Amen.
We thank Pastor James Jordan from Vine and Branches Lutheran Church in South Riding, Virginia, for today's meditation on God's Word.